The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. We go back today to New Year's Eve 1935, when a three-engined flying boat operated by the British national airline Imperial Airways was on its way from London to Australia and was nearing the end of the leg from Athens to Alexandria in Egypt. The pilot was Captain Vernon Gorrie Wilson from the Isle of Man. He wasn't Manx-born, but his mother was Manx and lived in Victoria Road, Port St. Mary, the family having moved to the island when he was 8 years old, and it was where he was educated and brought up. At the time of the crash, the flying boat, which was named City of Khartoum, had a crew of four, including Captain Wilson, and there were 9 passengers. Wilson was at the controls in his cockpit, which was an open one, as the aircraft was making its final approach to a landing in the sea in Alexandria Harbour. But 1.5 miles out, all 3 engines, for some reason, cut out almost simultaneously. Wilson still hoped to manage a safe landing, but as the aircraft hit the sea, its nose buried itself into what was a heavy swell, and finished up half-submerged and almost vertical. The impact hurled Wilson from his open cockpit and into the sea. As the aircraft settled, some passengers and crew members managed to get out onto the wings and then into the sea, but there they drowned. Wilson now found himself alone, and after stripping off his heavy flying gear, he began to try and swim to the lights of Alexandria Harbour. By now, a search and rescue operation was underway in the encroaching darkness. Ships of the Royal Navy were involved, and after 7 hours in the sea, Wilson was found by HMS Brilliant and pulled to safety, naked and exhausted. At the inquiry into the crash, he was exonerated from blame. But there was much more to come in his flying career. He was 33 and had joined Imperial Airways after service in the RAF, and he was to survive a number of tricky situations. Flying over the Timor Sea towards Darwin in Australia, he was blown 250 miles off course by a storm. His fuel ran out, and he had to make a forced landing on the sea near an uninhabited island. Rescue aircraft were able to refuel his, and he continued to his destination, after which he said it was his worst flying experience. Once he also had to fly from Rangoon in Burma to Darwin, thousands of miles, without relief, the second pilot of the aircraft having been taken ill. He was also the first pilot of a flying boat to land on the Sea of Galilee. His career in aviation was one of achievement and high adventure, and more than one escape from death. So when he came home to the Isle of Man to visit his mother, the island's newspapers made much of him. He gave an interview to the Isle of Man Examiner in which he was quoted as saying, "Flying is prosaic. It's just our job to me. It lacks thrills and adventure. It's just like a train journey." There was more than a touch of RAF sang-froid about this one. But perhaps he didn't want the general public to be discouraged from taking to the air when going travelling. What then became of Captain Vernon Gorrie Wilson? Did he go on, flying into a ripe old age? I'm afraid not. His luck ran out during the Second World War, in November 1942, when he was a test pilot. He was 40 years old when he was testing a Barracuda fighter bomber, which spiralled out of control from 7,000 feet and crashed into a field near Manchester. He appears not to have tried to bail out. But perhaps it was in the nature of the man that he decided he could fly his way out of his difficulties and pull off yet another successful landing against all the odds. We will never know. But it is a highly possible explanation, you must admit.